Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, the Democrat from Illinois' 8th, joins us again. Congressman, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good, John. How are you doing?
Good. Wow. I did not see the Germans being willing to help out in this, but lo and behold, a multi-nation prisoner swap. How much do you know about that? Did you see this coming? Tell me about that.
No, I just heard, that it was brewing over the last couple few months, but I didn't know that it would come together the way that it did. And it is an unprecedented swap since the Cold War. And, you know, at least four Americans are coming home today, and that's a big deal.
Some are not. I guess that's the problem, too, isn't it? You start to make these deals, and then some people are included, some aren't. And there's also the concern that if we are going to do this sort of thing, doesn't this encourage a China, a North Korea, a Russia to kidnap or detain more Americans in the name of getting some of their people freed? What's your thought about that?
Yeah, there's a concern about that for sure. And someone like Vladimir Putin does try to kidnap people to enhance his bargaining position when he's trying to get an assassin, say, like Mr. Krasikov from Germany back. But on the other hand, you know, some of the people that he released are thorns in his side as well. And they're, people that he would rather, A, not see alive, and B, certainly not see outside of Russia continuing their criticism of him. One person I'm thinking about is Mr. Kara-Murza, the person that he released, who has been just a huge critic of the regime, along with Ms. Kormasheva, who's been reporting on his problems from outside Russia as part of Radio Free Europe. But overall, it does give me concern that he's going to continue with, kidnapping hostages. And that's why I don't think any Americans should ever go to Russia right now.
Yeah. Makes you wonder how you can ever do business with a country like that. Not that we are, but you think at some point we will trade with Russia, we will buy their petroleum, we need their uranium, stuff like that. This is a country that you just can't trust, isn't it?
Certainly not under Putin, and certainly not after what has happened in Ukraine. And I think that at this point, we're going to have to treat them, unfortunately, as a strategic adversary and act accordingly. They are going to continue with their rogue ways. And I should tell you, I was banned from Russia by Putin. So I unfortunately had to break the news to my wife that we can't go to Siberia for vacation. But I think a
That's
lot
like
of
like getting
people,
kicked off Twitter. That's a badge of honor.
Exactly.
Talk to me a little bit, Congressman, about the Chinese doping scandal. A lot of the swimmers that are competing in the Olympics were cleared by the IOC to participate, even though a couple years ago they failed drug tests, all of them staying at the same hotel. The Congress has actually held hearings on this. What do you know, and what should we think about that?
Well, unfortunately, the Chinese Sports Authority gets the gold medal for cover-ups of doping at this point. And I'll just give you a couple examples. At least a couple dozen Chinese athletes, including even a couple swimmers, one of whom is in the Paris Olympics right now, ingested powerful banned substances, including anabolic steroids. Their sporting authority, cleared them. And then the World Anti-Doping Authority, which is the final backstop, which can prevent these people from competing in the Olympics, looked the other way. And it turns out that taxpayers, including you and me, we actually send money to the World Anti-Doping Authority each year to help them with their operations. And so me and some others on a bipartisan basis introduced legislation saying, look, if you're going to receive any of our taxpayer dollars, you're going to have to change the way you do business. And so that's what we just introduced this week. We want to make sure that we clear up some of these issues before the Olympics come to L.A. in 2028 and then the Winter Olympics come to Salt Lake City in 2034.
I wonder how much leverage we have, and also what business is it of the Congress? This seems to be unfortunate, unethical, cheating, but I'm not sure it's the business of our government, is it? Or what's your take on that, Raja?
I think it is. Look, to the extent that we are potentially sending millions of dollars to the World Anti-Doping Authority and they're not doing their job. And by the way, you know, the Olympics does command a worldwide audience, including a huge American audience. And you look at that medal chart, which I did today, and, you know, the Chinese team is leading in the medal chart, and it feels like there should be a big asterisk next to it. It doesn't look right. And I think that it undermines the sport and it undermines our participation in the Olympics.
Congressman, do you have a sense of how an assassin or would-be assassin was able to get such a clear line on Donald Trump? And if the former head of the Secret Service has resigned, the question I still have is, who were the, say, mid-level managers at the Secret Service who probably were responsible for decisions on the ground? We all saw that hearing where the acting head of the Secret Service was yelled at by a bunch of senators, and they get to do that, but that didn't strike me so much as a fact-finding mission as just grandstanding. Is somebody got their finger on who made decisions and how that screw-up happened so that it doesn't happen again?
No, not yet, John. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of us are frustrated. I think there are two problems that I have right now with what's going on. One is there's tons of finger pointing, especially by the Secret Service at local law enforcement agencies. The Secret Service ultimately assumes responsibility for the protection of, you know, people like Donald Trump or, for that matter, Kamala Harris and others. And they have to wear the jacket. They have to assume responsibility so that if local law enforcement doesn't have the resources, for instance, to police a building from which the shooter is perched, then they would come and do it themselves. So that's one thing. The second is, for the life of me, I still don't understand why such a building as the one that from which the shooter was able to be within rifle range of the podium wasn't within the secure perimeter. That inner secure perimeter is what is sacrosanct, so to speak. It's where mm-hmm. weapons are not allowed, and it's where you can feel safe. And so now we have the DNC coming to Chicago in just weeks. We have Kamala Harris, who attracts her own bevy of unique threats. And I'm concerned that we don't have the answers to the questions that were posed, but most importantly, that the mistakes weren't fixed and certain people aren't held accountable. They shouldn't be, you know, in their positions now in such a, you know, heated presidential campaign as we are right now.
I'm out of time, Congressman. Do you have your pick for a vice president on the Democratic ticket?
You know, I like J.B. Pritzker. I think that he would be a terrific.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. Listen, there's a bunch of businessmen in Chicago who sent a similar note out saying, make it J.B. I don't exactly understand the logic behind that. If you think J.B.'s been a good governor, you probably want him to stay governor. Do you think he helps the ticket that much?
He does. I think that he helps in a lot of different ways. And I think that he, you know, he's the type of kind of get it done type of governor that you need as a partner, a governing partner for the president. So let's see what happens. But there, obviously, Kamala Harris has an abundance of excellent choices.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, always nice to talk to you, Raja. Do join us again.
Yes, sir. Thanks, John.